turn on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma man tried and convicted of felony murder in the 2013 death of Selma High School student Alexis Hunter will serve 30 years in prison. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Larry Hunter and another man shot and killed Alexis Hunter and stole her and her friend's cell phones back in December of 2013. A home in Montgomery is heavily damaged after a fire broke out Monday. Fire officials say this fire happened on Gibson Street. Thankfully, no one was hurt. No word yet on what caused the fire. And Wetumpka residents are trying to solve a graffiti problem at the Bibb Graves Bridge in downtown. One business owner says the city has tried to cover some of the more offensive graffiti. We reached out to the city about what else can be done, but have not yet heard back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I know it's dangerous to use a phone behind the wheel, but I'm getting a series of texts right now. It could be important. So I'm just going to take a quick peek. It's from my friend Eric. Okay, I won't. Ooh, wait, what toppings do I want on my pizza? I need to answer him immediately or else he's just going to by default order mushrooms. There, I'm doing it. I'm typing pepperoni scent. God, it auto-corrected to peppers. I don't want peppers. I want pepper. How many peas are in this?
It's never that important. Everything can wait. Brought to you by AT&T.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist. Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on the Tuesday. 272-9228. First time caller, essentially, Joey. The producer know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong with that. Then any caller, including Rick, can get into the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is made up of things you choose. $60 value. Let's go to the phones and go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I was listening to your recording there of Kamala Harris talking about the extraordinary amount of courage
yep.
that this woman was displaying coming forward.
Of course.
I personally think it's extraordinary amount of hatred for Trump, and a conservative nominee to the Supreme Court could bring her out just as well as anything else.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like I said yesterday, she's waging jihad, and she's going to be a suicide accuser.
There you go. And I mentioned this earlier on another program about Kimberly Stossel, who I respect quite a bit, as a writer for the Wall Street Journal. She made mention of something last night that I thought was very interesting. And what she said was that the fact that this woman's memory is so vague that she can't remember the month or the year or how she got there or how she left, and it's so vague that Brett Kavanaugh doesn't even have a chance at trying to dispute whether or not he was there. He could have been in Europe on a student trip or something during the time frame she might be talking about. But since she's so vague, there's no way that he can really fight it. I mean, how do you fight against an accusation when all you have is the accusation? There's no facts. There's no evidence. There's no nothing.
Well, and one eyewitness that was there said she's nuts.
Yes, she is nuts. I'd probably go along with that. And I think I know that the Republicans are going to give her 15 minutes. On the other hand, I wish they would just go ahead and do the vote, because this is only given the Democrats the idea that they can keep pulling this kind of crap. And that's what it comes down to. This is an 11th hour attempt to smear this guy. And it's too bad our politics have gotten to that point, but that's where we're at.
I agree with that.
You have a good day.
Greg, thanks for the telephone call. Is this Denise? Is that what you're going for?
Denise,
hi.
Yes.
Hey, Denise.
Yeah, I was just calling. You know, this lady, personally, I'm a victim of MST, military sexual assault, okay, and sexual trauma. And I talked out about it when it happened. I've talked out about it since it happened. Of course, it was before tailhook, so nothing will be done. But what she's done is, you know, if something did occur at this alleged party, if she couldn't remember his name back in 2012, what makes her think, or what? Why is everybody following, you know, believing her? It could have been how many other hundreds of boys were attending the same school. It could have been anyone that did this to her. She wants to bring this up now, being Kavanaugh, because it's a political play. It's completely political. And it makes me sad to think that the country is actually hurting sexual assault victims on false claims like this.
There you go. Now you're doing it, because what it's going to do is, particularly if she testifies and she's not credible, it's really going to put sexual assault, people coming out and saying something, I think it's going to put it back in time.
Believe it or not, even if it were true and she's coming out now, 30-some years later, it makes sexual assault victims look uncredible. It does not give credibility to their statements, because what, and look at, I'm not saying that it being assaulted like that, how she describes it, is right, but young boys and young girls go out, make bad decisions. It's part of our genetics. That's how we grow up. We learn by making mistakes. By trying to destroy a man's entire career on a mistake that she made by putting herself in that position, in that place, at age 14. Now, she learned a valuable lesson, I'm pretty sure, that she doesn't want to be put in that position ever again. And it probably did leave a scar on her for a couple of years. But it's not worth destroying that man's credibility after 30-some years of outstanding and stellar behavior in his community, his family, his job, everywhere that he has been is nothing but stellar, except for something that he may or may not have done at the age of 17. It seems to me statute of limitations doesn't apply in this case, but you've got to consider that teenagers are going to be teenagers. They're doing stuff that's stupid. She obviously was at a drinking party, knew it was a drinking party, wasn't trying to leave until she thought that something went a little bit too far. That's understandable. I raised two teenage daughters, one's 19 and one's 18, and I have told them over and over again, when you put yourself in a position where something bad might happen, the only person that you can blame is yourself. You've got to take responsibility for that. Now, if somebody goes further and you've said no repetitively and strenuously, then you've got a problem. But you don't just throw things out 35 years later and destroy a man. It's what? Wrong. It's wrong.
Well, you do if you don't want him to be a Supreme Court justice.
Well, again, and there's your political bias, because that's exactly what's happening here. And here's the really scary part. Here's the really scary part. The more the Democrats and the leftists get away with this, the more they're allowed to continue the displays of disgusting protests like they did in this, you know, the hearings here in the past couple weeks. The more they're allowed to get away with these last-minute things thrown out there, the more they're allowed to get away with that, the more they're going to do it. And if that derails this man's confirmation, you can bet this country, I don't even know how to get it back under control at this point.
Well, and here's the problem is if Kavanaugh doesn't get the vote, then they're going to go, see, our plan worked. And they're just going to do it again and again and again.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what? We've all got to vote in November. We've got to do whatever we can to prevent this from happening. If they take over in November, it's all over for this country. It really is. It's a scary thought.
You're saying if they take over just one house or if they take over both houses?
God forbid it be both.
Yeah.
One would be bad enough. We've got to prepare ourselves for either way. But mainly we've got to get the word out to other voters that they've got to vote red. They've got to see this kind of thing as a schoolyard attempt to influence and control and manipulate. And that's all it is. It's a manipulation. And anyone that can't see that, they're blind. It's manipulation. Just wanting to manipulate things to go their way. And they're going to continue. We'll be hard-pressed to find anyone to fill any office if a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old at a drinking party and things get a little handy. Because I can't imagine how many people haven't been in that position in their lives. I'm not saying everyone went out and did that, but we've all been in a position, women and men, at a time in our lives where we've done something stupid. Being human, that's part of the process. So,
Denise, I appreciate your telephone call. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir, I am.
Wow, your lucky day. Give me your month and day of birth.
November 17th.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I originally from East Liverpool, Ohio. Home of Lou Holtz. That's where he grew up, played football with my dad, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, Daddy always said he wasn't very good, but he loved the game more than anybody else.
Wow.
Because he was, you know, size challenged, so.
So what brought you to Alabama?
My husband's work. We moved up here from Panama City.
Oh, wow. Going the wrong direction.
I did 13 years after duty Navy. Part of the reason that I got out was because of what I went through while I was in. That was, like I said, before Tailhook, so it was 1989, 1990 time frame.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Since I moved up here.
I'm sorry, what?
Since I moved up here in June.
Oh, wow.
Last year, not this past, June 2017.
Well, Denise, I'm really glad that you called today. Enjoy my conversation with you. Did you get a birthday?
No, give me that birthday again.
It's November 17.
Okay, got it.
And I really enjoy listening to your show, and it's good people like you and the message that you're getting out there that's going to make some differences.
Wow, that's a paycheck. How did you find me?
Searching on the radio.
So you just were wandering around the radio, and then boom, there I was, or there we were.
I needed talk radio, yeah.
That's cool.
Sometimes the music is too much, I want to listen. So actually, I know what time your show is on too, so I actually tune in.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in today. Listen in. Tomorrow, we're going to do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift basket.
Oh,
gift card, okay?
I didn't even realize there was one, but I'm glad to be part of it.
Did you, have you, you've never been to a Fresh Market?
No, actually, well, we went to one in Panama City, but not here.
There's one here, and it's on Perry Hill Road.
Okay.
And it's really, really good. So good luck.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. With all this rain, how is the humidity at your house?
Outside, it feels like a rainforest, but inside, it's a comfortable 55%.
How do you manage that? My windows stay fogged up.
That could be a humidity problem. With new technology and variable speed and two-stage systems today, they slowly move your indoor air, giving you advanced dehumidification and eliminating hot and cold spots. Proper humidity levels allow you to run your AC at a higher temp and save you money.
Better comfort and saving you money. I like that, but I bet it's expensive.
You'd be surprised how affordable it is and how much money you could save every month. Don't let your home become a sticky rainforest.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and get an energy efficient system from United today. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Larry G. Larry G, welcome aboard.
By
the way, well, excuse me one second, Larry G. Denise, that was a very good call by you, by the way. You were very passionate when you were talking. Larry G., go ahead.
Yeah, I concur with you. The last lady hit it right on the head. See, the way I look at it now, Mara, is that the judge did not put a gun to her head and forced into that hotel room or wherever they were.
It was a house, but again, what you're assuming is that it actually happened.
Well, let's assume that it did occur. They was teenagers, they was drinking. When people drink too much, they do crazy things. My point is this right here. Regardless, they was in the living room or whatever, I don't think it started in the bedroom. My point is that the judge did not force her to go into the bedroom. Maybe it's occurred down in the living room. I don't know what part of the house they was in. But it boils down to this, Mari. Where's her concrete proof? She have no damn evidence to the contrary. And what I'm telling the Republican, Alabama, and all over this place, they got to get out and start fighting. These Democrats are low-down pieces of crap, you see. And the bottom line is, if she got no evidence to the contrary, so, hey, I'm pretty sure that a lot of these Republican guys are bright guys up there. And I wish I was on the cross-examining circumstance of it. I definitely nail it to the wall. The bottom line is simple. All these years, now she just now want to bring it up. The bottom line is simple. The judge going to get a lifetime job until he dies. And the liberals does not like it. They don't want him. So that's the reason. I think the judge is going to be victorious regardless, man.
Yeah,
all right, Morris. That's my little 2 cents.
Appreciate you, Larry G. If the Republicans will hold together, then it'll be fine. I worry about Flake, Corker, and Collins, but we'll see. Let me go to the phones and go to JJ. JJ, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Dan. I'm with that last guy. You know, anyone can just come up and say anything if they don't have any, witnesses or evidence. I don't see how they can even go this far. And before I forget, y'all still doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market on Troy Highway drawings?
We are. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 125.
You got it. You got it, Jay.
Thanks. What I was thinking is, you know, even if it did happen, they were teenagers. He was 17. She wasn't of age. They had to start out, you know, making out, and if it went too far or whatever. If it's a juvenile, I mean, it never even came up. Not in his adult. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. I mean. First of all, she didn't tell anybody. That was an eyewitness said it never happened. She's nuts. And I just, it's just a shame that it's gotten down to this, that it's the way to handle this is to accuse somebody of something. It's just right out of the Democrat playbook. You know, you accuse somebody of being a racist. You accuse them of being a homophobe. You accuse them of being a misogynist. And it just is their playbook. And Republicans have got to get this thing back. They've got to take it back.
I hope so. Well, appreciate all your info, Dan.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate your telephone call. Let me go back to Kamala Harris talking. Again, what she's going to do is, and whenever you hear somebody emphasize something multiple times, this is going to be her playbook. Who is this guy really?
Senator, this isn't a court of law, and so I wonder what the standard is here for you. And also, just is it possible that while everything she feels is absolutely firm in her bones, that she may just have the wrong guy?
I think that we're going to all be able to judge her credibility when she testifies before the United States Senate. But I believe her. You know, she's pretty specific about the structure of the house where it happened. She's pretty specific about who exactly was involved. She didn't just name one person. She's named two.
Senator, you spoke with her?
No, I've read the letter.
And let me ask you this, Senator. In the culture right now, we have two conflicting things in justice. We have, on the one hand, people who aren't listened to who are accusers. Yeah. On the other hand, we have people who go to jail because they've been wrongly accused. So those two things to be colliding in a place where it's awful difficult because of politics to get things straight. How's that all going to get sorted out and get to the truth and have procedural fairness?
Well, John, I think that, listen, this comes back to the point about ordering the FBI to do a comprehensive and complete background check. I strongly believe that the FBI and in particular the people in the FBI who have the experience of dealing with sexual assault cases should be charged with doing an investigation. And again, this is about this guy's background. It's not about proving a crime. It's about his background. I have had many cases where there was enough evidence to believe something happened, but not necessarily prove it beyond a reasonable doubt in a courtroom, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. The United States Senate needs to know who this person, Brett Kavanaugh, really is. And that's the issue.
Notice that who this person really is. And that's what she's going to do. She's going to paint a new picture of Brett Kavanaugh, and it's not going to be a good one, folks. So just know that. And he's going to be there. We don't know if she's going to be there, but what they're doing is they're basically setting it up to go repaint him so people will kind of go, I don't know, he's not as good as he thought. Because think about this. He's going to be asked, you know, how many times did you drink? Did you ever smoke any pot while you were 15 or 17? Were you a big party animal? Was that what you did? The guy who was the witness wrote a kind of a little book essay type thing called Wasted, talking about that they partied so much during the time that they were in high school. This hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker because they've got a great selection of automobiles just for you. Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Check out the Ram trucks. Remember, they're going to be changing model years pretty quickly. They're going to be putting together some great sales. You ought to go check them out because they're going to be ready to deal. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Brett Topp coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close. Except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus, over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says again he totally supports Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as he fights an accusation of sexual assault when he was in high school. Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser are invited to speak to senators in public Monday.
Speaking for all of the Republicans, we feel that we want to go through this process and we want to give everybody a chance to say what they have to say.
Some Senate Democrats are calling for a full FBI investigation. The president says the bureau shouldn't be involved. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is hosting South Korean President Moon Jae-in. President Moon says he wants to get the United States and North Korea talking again about denuclearization.
It was a love-in from the very beginning when Moon and Kim exchanged hugs when Moon arrived from Seoul. And then it was a motorcade through Pyongyang. The two leaders riding in a brand new Mercedes-Benz. Well-orchestrated crowds cheering all along the way.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon. About to die in the heat, guys. It's wicked, isn't
it? Man, I tell you, I couldn't be outside painting like you.
God, no, I'm not out there either.
Oh, okay, good.
I called in for heat stroke today. I said, look, folks, your house ain't worth dying for, you know what I mean? So I think everybody understands, too. This unbelievable amount of character assassination going on. And you know what? All I got to do is look at this lady's lawyer, and I can tell that she is she's lying. You know, this lady's lawyer is... she's got to be from the National Organization for Women, you know what I mean? And women lie. I'm not saying all do, but women lie a lot about stuff like this. They always have and they always will. And I feel calling the FBI is certainly what the Democrats want. Why don't we get James Comey and Christopher Wray and Lisa Page to work up a dossier? And it'll be just damn perfect for everybody, won't it?
Well, it's interesting. The Democrats have asked for the FBI, and the FBI said, we don't do this kind of stuff.
No, that's a local issue. So, and they keep bringing up the FBI. This is obviously a talking point with everybody on the Democrat and the media side. FBIs are on every other damn word on their mouth. And any idiot knows that the FBI doesn't do this kind of stuff. So, it's a fix, bud, you know, and I think it's going to backfire. I think it's going to piss off people to go to the polls even more. Don't you?
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be how the media is going to play this, and that's what I get worried about. How ABC, NBC, and CBS is going to play this is going to be important.
Well, we see how they're playing it. They have but one game, is to defeat Donald Trump, and this is actually it's a big old repeat of 2016, except it's been intensified because they're more scared than ever about Donald Trump because he's been really damn good in office. So I feel it's a panic mode, and they can make a lot of mistakes in a panic just like they did with Hillary, and I hope they do, but I hate to see this man's character get assassinated in the process. It's yeah. just a disgrace.
Me too.
And they can ride in hell with Harry Truman as far as I'm concerned, guys. Thank you. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Take care. Let's do this. Let's go to the back to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Tuesday.
I would just like to ask a question. How old are these people are that are like, they're bashing this guy. He looked okay. I don't know what he done when he's 16. I don't even remember what I done. But I'd like to know how old, when it said, what through, made me call in. They there for a lifetime. I can't understand that. Are they aware? Are they there when they get to a point they don't understand stuff and they having people pulling their strings or with dementia or something? I'm not saying any of them have, but my God, there's an old lady that's on there that looks, I don't know how old do you have to be before you quit the Supreme that court that they're in.
It's an appointment for life. It's their choice.
It's appointment. Or until they're in a wheelchair, that don't make sense, really, man. I mean, it does it to you?
Well, an appointment for life is an appointment for life.
Okay, well, if you're 90 years old and you're making a decision with other people to push the nuclear button and they don't know,
Supreme Court doesn't push the nuclear button.
I know. I'm just using that as I know, Dan. But I think there ought to be a limit of 75, 80 years old, and that's it. They need to be like, you go to a doctor and get a checkup, buddy. They need to go at least every 3 to 4 months, get a checkup, do little. Put your finger here. Really, come on. You got people leaving this country that older than me and you. I mean, just think about
it. So, Tom, what you're saying is the founding fathers got it wrong.
That part, yeah, because at that time, they thought they were going to be kings and gods. But this is not a king and god country. Like, bow down to England's queen and kings and stuff like that. This is a voting country. Let's keep it at a standard where there are people there that's in their right mind to vote.
So what you're advocating to change the Constitution?
Well, now you put me on the spot.
I mean that's what it would take.
Change the Constitution, you've got to change the age. You're not changing
you have
the
to
Constitution.
You have to change the Constitution.
That would require a constitutional amendment.
Are you? Oh my. Okay. Well, you guys are smarter than me. But maybe there'll come a time in life when I just don't see it. I'm sorry, but hey, thanks you guys. Y'all do a good job. Buddy.
Thank you, Tom. Chigger, is that where we're going? Chigger, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, I'm Chigger. This is my first call.
Hey, Chigger, welcome aboard the Damar Show. Give me your month and day of birth.
11/9.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Chigger.
I'm a pup boarder, and I'm taking the day off because it's so hot.
That's smart. So how long have you been listening to the show?
For about 2 or 3 years now. Been learning a lot.
Well, that's good. So you're how do you listen to us? Are you out in the woods cutting down trees and with your radio?
No,
you
drive the truck back and forth.
Oh, okay. So you pick this up on the radio. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Excellent, Chigger. I appreciate you calling. I really appreciate you listening. So what's on your mind today? Well, first of all, we got your month and day of birth. Okay, have you been to Fresh Market?
Yes, sir. Yes,
good. Sir. Excellent. Well, we're going to do the drawing tomorrow, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
What's on your mind today?
You know, this girl that's calling this man that he was doing something wrong when they was in high school.
Right.
You know, that's just part of being in high school. But you know what? I had...
Jacob?
I went ahead and dropped it.
Let's go to, we'll pull Chigger's name out of the hat there. Let's go to Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, I think I'm a first caller, too.
You think you're a first-time caller?
Yeah, I don't think I've called y'all this.
Kathy, give me your month and day of birth.
July 20th.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Kathy.
I work for the Alabama Department of Labor.
You do?
Yes, I do.
So do you do, like, statistics, or what do you do for them?
I build web pages.
Whoa!
Yeah, I do historicals.
I like that. So how long have you been building web pages?
I've been here for 28 years, but I've actually been permanent for 25.
They didn't have web pages 20 years ago.
Well, maybe about 17 years.
Yeah, I remember when a friend of mine over at the Department, Alabama Development Office came in and told me about this newfangled thing called the Internet. It was my first exposure to that. So what's on your mind today? Well, first of all, how long have you been listening to the show?
3 years.
Excellent. Excellent, Kathy. Have you been to Fresh Market before?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're going to love it if you win.
Well, yes, I have. Wait a minute. On Perry Hill.
Correct.
I've been in there a couple of times, yes.
It is outstanding. Well, Kathy, what's on your mind today? We got your name in for the drawing. What's on your mind?
Well, my thought is now they're trying to say this isn't a criminal case. It's now a background case, basically. And I'm thinking, well, no background check should go all the way back to your high school because you're not considered an adult until you're 18. And most high school students don't graduate until they're 17.
Mine did. When they did my background check, they went back to my junior high.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but how old were you when you started?
I was 26.
Okay.
No, I was 20, 24, 25.
So it was recent history.
Yeah.
Yeah, recent history, I can understand. But still, I'm thinking, well, you know, high school, you're still not an adult.
Yep.
You can't vote for somebody. You can't, unless, you know, you're voting for the class president of your school. Other than that, you can't politically vote. You can't politically say anything that... you know, about this candidate, that candidate, or whatever, that really means anything.
Mm-hmm.
Most high school kids don't even know anything about politics because they're not teaching it like they ought to.
No, man, you amen to that, Kathy. I spoke at Jeff Davis one time. I was shocked in a government class what they did not know about government.
Exactly.
I embarrassed the teacher pretty badly.
And they don't even keep up with the news or anything. I mean, we had to when I was in high school. And believe you me, I was in high school way before you were.
I don't know.
I graduated in 79.
You graduated high school in 79?
Mm-hmm.
No, I beat you.
Oh, you did? Oops.
Yeah.
I thought you were younger.
I'm an old man.
Well, you sound like a young man.
Well, that's good. I always try to keep my youth.
Oh, Brody. Well, I'll listen out for the Sweet Creek. No, not the Sweet Creek, but the...
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market. My mind just went blank on me.
Kath,
okay. Well, you have a great day.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate you.
Bye.
We've had more female callers today than we have in, like, all of last week. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, welcome aboard.
Hello, sir. Nice to talk to you. And this is my first time to talk to you. I talk to Greg sometimes.
Well, it's the first time to call my show, so this is the first time you called your show. My show, then I'll get your name in.
Yes, sir. Well,
What
did I do? Well, okay.
Hold on. First of all, give me your month and day of birth.
725.
725. Did you get that, Joey? How long have you been listening to the show, Lisa?
Oh, my darling, as long as I found you, and let's see, I don't know how many years. I have no idea.
Tell me about yourself. What type of work do you do?
I'm retired, a disabled veteran.
Oh, well, thank you for your service.
Thanks, sir. I enjoyed myself. Thank you very much. I was an air traffic controller.
What branch were you in?
First Battalion, First Aviation Brigade, Signal Corps.
Wow. Signal, I like that.
And so was my husband.
Excellent. Well, thanks for both of your services.
He's gone now. And I'm trying to carry on. But I have to take exception to some things some people have said. I really do not believe this woman.
You don't believe what?
The lady, you know, with this high school memory or whatever. And then I don't know. There's something. It just smells funny to me. I don't think I need to go beyond that. But do take exception to that man that called all women liars a few calls back. I did not lie when I was telling about my step-grandfather, and he went on to molest not only just myself, but my sister. And then finally he put his hands on my mother. She flew me back. I was stationed at that time at Fort Ord. She flew me back from over there, back to, you know, over here to Georgia. You know, my home of record is Atlanta. And anyway, she flew me back over here tearfully and explained that stuff to me. And I went, what? And it hurt, baby. And women are not all liars. But I feel that I just don't know. I just don't trust the story here. I think it should have come out before. And just like some of the other people are saying, and I trust your listeners and most of the people, but don't let anybody call all women liars. That I was 10 years old when it happened to me.
Lisa, I'm sorry that happened, but I'm really glad that you called. Listen in tomorrow, and we'll see about getting having your name on the Fresh Market drawing.
Oh, God bless. But I just wanted to say, love you guys. Love you all so much. Thank you so much for the programming, the real stuff that y'all put out there.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's a paycheck for us, Lisa, and appreciate you listening. News on 93.1, before I go to a break, I want to remind you guys about Mr. Electric. Was back and forth with Dan Black last night, matter of fact, talking about all the damage that was in North Carolina and South Carolina and the need for backup generators. I did not know this, but the flooding that is happening is creating problems because trees were falling, not from the wind, but trees were falling because the ground was so soaked, taking down power lines and knocking power out all through South and North Carolina. And that, I never had thought about that, but we could have the exact same thing here. Not the high winds, but the rain and taking down trees and knocking out power lines. And what can you do about that? Well, you can call Mr. Electric and see about a backup generator. $200 off a 22-kilowatt generator. Back up. If you've got natural gas coming to your house, you don't have to worry about buying gas to go put in, or propane to put in your generator. It's going to run and turn on automatically right when the power goes out, so you're not going to miss a beat. So get ready to copy here. Mr. Electric, 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license, and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got the grill. We grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Are you saying that we need to go to this?
We could go to this. This is just queued up to the first question. I believe it's on actually war in Syria. So it's not really pressing on the news of the day. The reporter asked about it. Troops coming home, down jet in Syria, Russian jet.
Should we take it for the last part of this segment?
Yeah, why not?
Let's go.
Let's see.
This is the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, news today of a Russian plane shot down over Syria. Russia is assigning the blame to Israel, even though it was accidentally shot down by Syrian forces. Clearly, things are heating up. There's concerns by many Americans, most Americans, that we might be involved in a war in Syria soon. You had hoped to bring troops home, but clearly things are changing. What do you tell American people today about a possibility of war in Syria?
Well, I just heard about the incident you have mentioned, Emerald, and it sounds to me, and it seems to me, just like based on a review of the facts, that Syria shot down a Russian plane. And I understand about 14 people were killed, at least. And that's a very sad thing. But and that's what happens. But Syria, according to early reports, that's subject to change, but that Syria shot down a Russian plane. So that's not a good situation. We have done a tremendous job in Syria and in that region eradicating ISIS, which is why we're there. And we're very close to being finished with that job. And then we're going to make a determination as to what we're going to do. But we have eradicated ISIS in a very large area of the Middle East. These are people that will not be coming here because they're not around any longer. So we've done, in a very short period of time, our vice president is here, Mike Pence. Our great Secretary of State, who really, thank you very much for the great job you're doing, Mike Pompeo. And we've been working very hard on this, and they've done an incredible job over there, but we'll make a decision fairly quickly. Thank you very much. Would you have a question for the President?
Certainly. Thank you, President Duda. Clearly, you said you asked President Trump if he would consider a permit.
Yeah, let's, we'll go through this question. We'll monitor this to see how the president does with this, to see, because this Kavanaugh question, which I feel is going to be happening fairly quickly. You see what the question is also?
Yes. I'm not sure where we are if we go live. Let's see.
Defending really wealthy countries and not being reimbursed, paid. It's one thing when we defend countries that can't defend themselves and they're great people and we should help them. We don't expect anything for that. But when we're defending immensely wealthy countries and they're not paying for the defense to the United States, they're only taking advantage of us. And we are in discussions with numerous countries, all of whom you know, about payment, and we get along with them very well, but it's not fair. That includes NATO. As you know, I got $44 billion additional last year, where they paid an additional, you can speak to Secretary General Stoltenberg, who's the head of NATO, and he said he's never seen anything like it, and this year we did even better. But when a country is very wealthy, and when the United States has been protecting them for many years at tremendous cost, cost like nobody in this room would believe, it's time that they help with, we call it burden sharing, and they will do that. But the president offered us much more than $2 billion to do this, and so we're looking at it. We're looking at it from the standpoint of, number one, military protection for both countries, and also cost, a term you don't hear too often, and you haven't heard too often over the last 25 years, but that's the way it has to be. Thank you very much. Would you like to have a question, please?
Let's stop so we don't hear the Polish president's response here. Just waiting on that Kavanaugh question. Yeah. Okay, Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to top of the hour break and pick things back up. We've got this FISA warrant issue that we need to be talking about. We have a lot of cuts on that and kind of see what the national media is talking about on the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. Nancy Cordes is going to be weighing in. We have Peter Ducey is going to be giving us an update. And Byron York has got some really good information, particularly about the FISA stuff. Newstalk 93.1 FM, a reminder of Don Duncan All-American Tire. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one on Bell Road, but the one that's the newest, that is a big hit, is the one in Millbrook, directly behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Go see All-American Mike at Don Duncan Tire and Auto. We're going to be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.